This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's new information on the timing of President Trump's decision to release military aid to Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
When President Donald Trump finally released nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine in September, he knew a whistleblower complaint had been lodged. Two officials not authorized to discuss the matter publicly tell the Associated Press Trump was briefed about the whistleblower in late August by White House counsel Pat Cipollone and John Eisenberg, an attorney with the White House National Security Council. The August briefing was first reported by the New York Times. The White House has claimed the suspension of the military aid was not linked to the president's request that Ukraine investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his family. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Trump on Wednesday signed into law legislation backing protesters in Hong Kong despite angry objections from Beijing. The new legislation requires the State Department to certify at least annually that Hong Kong retains enough autonomy to justify favorable U.S. trading terms that have helped it maintain its position as a world financial center. It also threatens sanctions for human rights violations. Mr. Trump also signed a second bill banning the export to the Hong Kong police of crowd control munitions such as tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, and stun guns. A Chinese Foreign Ministry statement Thursday warned Beijing would take firm countermeasures in response to that legislation. China warned the United States Thursday it would take a firm countermeasures, and again, response to the U.S. legislation backing anti-government protesters in Hong Kong, and said attempts to interfere in the Chinese-ruled city were actually doomed to fail. Iraq anti-government protesters Wednesday burned down an Iranian consulate in the southern city of Najaf. One protester was killed and at least 35 people were wounded when security forces